السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. In Tajikistan, a deported activist from Sweden was sentenced to 8 years for involvement in حزب التحرير. News. In Tajikistan, the deported activist from Sweden, Farhod Nigmatov, was sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of involvement in the activities of quote-unquote حزب التحرير. This was reported by Tajik Service of Radio Free Europe. Quote, we disagree with this verdict, but we did not appeal it to the appellate court to avoid creating additional problems. End quote. One of the activist's relatives said. It is reminded that Farhod Nigmatov and his 3 daughters were deported from Sweden on December 27, 2024. Upon arrival in Dushanbe, he was immediately detained and his daughters were handed over to relatives. In 2019, the Nigmatov family immigrated to Ukraine. But after the beginning of full-scale Russian invasion, the refugees moved to Gothenburg, Sweden. Quote, Farhod Nigmatov repeatedly requested political asylum here, but each time he was denied. End quote. A source told Radio Ozori. In Tajikistan, the activists of Hizb ut-Tahrir were banned by a decision of the Supreme Court in 2001. Comment. It is noteworthy that this is not the first case where Tajik asylum seekers have been sentenced to long prison terms in Tajikistan after being deported from Europe. After being expelled from Germany, Abdulu Shamsuddin, the son of Tajik oppositionist and member of the Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan, IRPT, Shamsuddin Saidov, was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Similar deportations and extraditions have long been happening in various European countries. This trend of handing over political activists to dictators and destruction once again demonstrates how hypocritical the words of Western politics regarding the protection of their liberal values and freedoms. In reality, they are ready to abandon these declared values at the first convenient opportunity, especially when it concerns the ideological threat of Islam. In the confrontation of the Islamic ideological expansion, formerly democratic Western countries and Eastern dictatorships are absolutely united and in solidarity. They coordinate their actions and help each other. Muslims, if needed at all by Western countries, are only as silent laborers who will replenish their population decline. Therefore, every Muslim living in the West and refusing to assimilate is automatically in danger. Muslims should not place their hopes in Western countries to save them from dictatorship. This is a trap and a game of good cop, bad cop, as the dictators in our countries are merely the flesh and blood product of Western colonizers. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Muhammad Mansour. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.